Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, we're back with JJ. JJ stands for Jesus Jose, right? And I imagine, you know, in the States, we Latins, that the name Jesus is something is kind of comfortable.
They start calling you Jesus. And once they do that, you put a lot of stress on you. They expect miracles from you, like, you know, water and those kind of things.
Let's bring it down to earth. But when did start people, your parents called you JJ?
No. It was actually my second boss. Old sweet gentleman from Kentucky.
Okay.
When I told him my name, he couldn't pronounce Jesus. He could call me Jesu or Jesus. Or I said, no, Jesus. And then he wanted
him to pronounce it in Spanish, you know, this Kentuckian.
I said, well, you know, some people call me by my middle name, Jose. And he tried that, Josie and Joe, and he couldn't do it. And that's as basic as you can get, you know, in Spanish.
Okay.
So he said, I explained to him, listen, I think the problem is that you're looking at the J and trying to pronounce it like in English, but the J in Spanish is silent. It's like an H. Mm-hmm. And he said, forget it. You're JJ, Vermont. So he was the president of the company. Everybody else was. I wasn't going to argue
you,
with the.
How old were you then? About in the late 20s.
I was
31, 32 years old. So that's pretty good. But that's a great story. I know in terms of you know development of each entity. It has its own culture, you know, each company has its own culture and its own interests. And the other day we were talking at some of the interests that CSA has in terms of education and helping, you know, development both in the States and here. And, could you describe to us the role of the company in social responsibility and how you've been focusing on it and where things stand right now?
Sure. I was referring to the principles that I learned from my dad, and when we write our strategic plan, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about our corporate principles, and I won't get into all of them, but one clearly states that we're expected to contribute and participate in the communities that we live in and in the industries that we do business in.
Unfortunately, a lot of times those are empty words. I find, but
I know in your case. We have actions, and you know what we actually put in our scorecards in our leadership initiatives and plans, and expect them to participate. I myself spend probably 25% of my time working in either in industry or community kind of organizations. And by that, we're very focused on education, and research, and primarily focused on that for our industry.
Right.
And I'll get back to that in the why in a minute. But for example, I'm on the board, and most of our offices are involved in what we call the ACE mentorship program. ACE stands ACE for Architecture, Construction, and Engineering, where we actually have chapters in all the cities and have people in our industry, members of the chapter, and we go through public schools, primarily minority public schools, where there's a lot of minorities, and we try to bring them in and tell them about what it is to be an architect or a constructor or an engineer, with the hope that they would go into either a trade school or engineering or architectural school after they graduate from high school. And that has been very successful.
I mean, it's a creative passion for construction, for development, for, you know, sometimes these kids kind of lost as to what they can do.
Exactly, and we tell them, listen, look around you, you know, everything you see is part of the, you know, it was made possible by architects, engineers and constructors.
Mm-hmm.
And it is beyond, you know, people, you know, that you see on the road, you know, moving, you know, orange barrels. That's a professional side, but there's also a craft side. It's, people don't know this, but it's the second largest industry only to the health industry in the United States.
Did these kids, you bring them into the firm, into the office, and show them around, or you?
No,
you
we give them projects. We work with them on projects. They compete at the local level.
So it's
hand.
It's not just it's just
level.
Not teaching and talking to them. It's hands on development of a project. Okay.
And we coach them, mentor them, and it's amazing. You know, some of the things they come up with.
Tremendous.
But again, it's to get them excited. Then, you know, we also collaborate quite a bit with higher education, you know, colleges. We participate in the Construction Industry Institute. It's a national research organization that works with universities to do research on coming up with best practices to improve the cost effectiveness and total quality of the construction industry and the capital investment process. I can, you know, tell you about 10 more.
10 more, yeah.
But we do, and we benefit from
and
that
does
also.
Does each office have their own project, or this is across the board through the whole entity?
Most of the offices do participate in what I just talked about.
Okay.
And we also, you know, have a lot of charity things that we do with, we adopt schools and help them, you know, with the, you know, facilities, get them fixed and painted, and a lot of other, you know, charity organizations.
And you told me one that in Villapa and Meso, you adopted and you help them in terms of getting whatever they need in terms of getting constructed and remodeled and fixed and getting
mm-hmm.
them equipment and all that. So,
right.
I it's one of the things I kind of, you know, have as a long term vision of getting companies to adopt a particular public school and really give them support in all respects, and which is what you're doing. You're giving them support from a career point of view, and then giving them support from a modeling engineering point of view, and anything else that comes down the pike, like my United Nations Association, which is a little bit more,
right,
you know, leadership and oratory and
the same concept.
Right,
it's thinking about what I'm going to do when I get out of high school. And, you know, not all the kids that we bring in on this ACE program do follow, you know, the career in the industry, the construction industry. But at least we give them enough of a feeling for exploring other areas and moving along.
I mean, the thing is, you know, from my point of view and in this regard, I really feel what you're doing is so fantastic, is that you can't change the world with the public school system, but you can take care of one or two schools, and you can take, and if everybody in this community, with the companies large and small at different degrees, adopts and gets involved with a public school in the way that you're doing, we can change this in 3 years. We can change the way these kids look at life and the way the school is there and the teachers and everything. If we get involved, a lot of us get involved, doing all a little bit, not nobody going you know, beyond their means and all, we can make such a change. So I really congratulate you on that effort, and I know, because, you know, we've discussed it, is how passionate this is for you is a really important part of your life, and it also brings, don't you think, it also brings a lot to the culture of the firm, so that the firm is more proud of itself and has more more reason to exist and to progress.
And no question, one of the key things for a successful firm is engagement, having their employees engage, and one of talking about engagement in their work, but engagement in the cultural things, in things like we talked about, collaborating and working together in the social programs or industry programs, is very important.
If in Speaking about youth and all, I mean, I know that with the Congreso de Líderes and in other areas that I travel or involved in, high schoolers and college students come to me and ask, you know, I want to be a lawyer, you know, what do you think? And so, you know, well, law is a fantastic profession. It has a lot of great things, and I enjoyed it very, very much. I also usually try to push them towards being more business people instead of lawyers. I happen to think that we need more business people and more developers than we need lawyers. But right. I had to be. But anyway, what they really want to know is, you know, besides what do I think about being a lawyer, but how do I become a lawyer? What do I have to study? What do I have to think about if I want to be a lawyer? If somebody came up with that question to you, I want to be an engineer. I guess, you know, what do you think? First of all, how good is that profession and all? And secondly, you know, what do I have to do? What would you, I'm sure you've had that question asked of you many, many times. What do you respond to that question, to that esa inquietud?
Yeah, sure. I that's a very good question. And the first thing I do is that I start, I'm not going to assume that the person wants to study engineering or architecture. I start to explain to them the industry, you know, that is made of many, many people with many, many different expertise and responsibilities and different degrees of education. I mean, certainly engineers and architects are very important, but also there's a lot of construction managers that may not have an architectural or an engineering degree, and there are a lot of trades that are very important to the industry.
Right.
About 80% of the labor in the whole industry is provided by trades, not by architects and engineers. If you want to build a building or any kind of structure, you need carpenters, you need masons, you need electricians. So what I ask them is, do you like to work with your hands? Maybe you should, you know, if you don't like math or, you know, books that much,
right?
You can still find a very important role in the industry. Maybe you should go to a trade school.
As I came in the office, well, both times I ran into my nephew, Andres Agripino Nevarez, and he developed, he certainly was an engineer and architect. He went into finance from Rutgers, I think he studied that. So he went to finance, and now he's in international marketing,
yes.
Right? He's helping you market internationally. So there's many, many ways
many
that
areas.
You can get involved.
Yeah,
I think the important
financial, you know, now even more with what we talked about before, we have to give a complete package of the design build finance component.
Right. So
you need people with that kind of expertise, certainly legal folks that even though they're lawyers, they're more focused on the contracting and all of the aspects of executing projects.
So is that
my first is okay.
What do you want to do? Like?
You want to build things. You know, you want to go around and create something and be part of a job. So when you work, you go out around with your family and your kids and grandkids. And say, hey, you know, I worked on that. You see that building or you see that bridge or that port? I was part of that.
Right.
And we need, we need good people in our industry. There's a lot of one of the biggest challenge we have is getting qualified people at all levels to join and stay in the industry.
We've run out of time. So I want to thank you for joining me and this dialogue and sharing with the Radioso community your development, both as a corporation and as a person. And I congratulate you for what you achieved, and I wish you the best of luck. Our friendship's going to, continue, and to the extent I can be of help, I'm always available. So again, congratulations and thanks.
Well, you're very welcome, Jorge. And again, thank you for inviting me. It makes me very proud, to be invited to your program. And I'm always happy to share our experiences. So I see you on the golf course.
Okay, take care.